I go slow.
But not for much longer. Soon, slow broadband speeds should be a thing of the past, at least for most of us. Thanks to one of the biggest infrastructure projects in Kent's history, we're all going to be getting better internet connections. Although for one in ten of us, things will only be getting a little bit better. Still, BT's Managing Director of Next Generation Access, Bill Murphy, is very confident about the new service we'll get.
The aim is to have the best superfast broadband infrastructure in Europe by 2015. We don't want to just compete in the, you know, for the heavyweight championship of the UK. We want to compete with the world. So our aim and ambition, we've set minimums today in the contract, but our aim and ambition is to go even further.
Why is superfast broadband such a big deal, though? We're far from the days of dial-up internet and waiting several minutes for a single web page to load, and you don't need a really quick connection for doing things like sending emails for work. But according to Peter Hawkes from Thurley Page Solicitors in Kent, companies like his are dependent on having fast internet speeds.
Trying to work from home, we've got broadband speeds which are so slow you can't even use iPlayer, let alone conduct a business. And it's just not good enough in a modern work environment. I mean, we want Kent to be on the leading edge of developing new business. The government is encouraging startups, small businesses to be there and supporting the economy. And unless you've got decent, uniform broadband coverage, I don't think that's going to get going.
So who gets the good broadband then, and where exactly will it go? Well, Councillor Roger Gough, who's in charge of business strategy in Kent, says we don't quite know yet.
The best estimate we have at this moment is that it will reach 91% of properties, at least, in Kent, and there will be other fibre coverage to remaining 4% or so. What we're going to see now, through the second half of this year, is survey work being done, and that will establish definitively where the superfast area will be and where the area that gets other enhanced coverage but not superfast is.
But even though everybody in Kent should be getting a broadband boost, Dr. Charles Trotman, a senior economic advisor with the Country Land and Business Association, still thinks rural companies are going to miss out. And he points out that it's not just an economic boost that areas with superfast broadband get, there are social benefits too.
With broadband, you're actually able to do more at home, but also you've got more social interaction, particularly with social media such as Facebook, Twitter and whatever. Local communities find it far easier when they've got a broadband connection to actually communicate out. Without broadband, we're talking about a form of social exclusion, which clearly can't be good for those involved, can't be good for the rural community, and clearly can't be good for aiding productivity, which is what we clearly need at the moment.